States west of Ohio are struggling through what's called the largest avian flu outbreak in U.S. history. The bird flu has killed some 50 million chickens and turkeys, including 29 million in Iowa alone. That's led Ohio agriculture officials to cancel poultry exhibitions at all Ohio fairs through the end of the year. Here for more now is Ohio's state veterinarian, Tony Forshee. Mr. Forshee, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
We've mostly heard about the bird flu affecting states west of Ohio. What's the situation in Ohio? Still no cases here?
There are no cases in Ohio. We have been very diligent on our biosecurity and outreach and education on to our poultry producers, be they commercial or backyard flocks and those types of people, to make sure that they tighten up their biosecurity protocols and procedures so that we hopefully will not get this high path H5.
A farmer from Western Ohio who spoke to one of our reporters said it's not a matter of if, but when Ohio gets a case. You're sounding like that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I think we always got to be mindful of that. And, you know, we know that these migrating birds, in our case, particularly the mallard ducks and Canada geese, you know, travel in migrating pathways. And so the flyway we are in is what's called the Mississippi Flyway. And there are states in the Midwest that are in our Mississippi Flyway that have high path avian influenza. And so we want to make sure that we just tighten down our biosecurity.
You talk about biosecurity measures. I read that farmers in Western Ohio, Dark County in particular, are now washing their vehicles as they come in and out of egg farms. They're washing their shoes as well. What are some other biosecurity measures?
Well, things to monitor is to make sure you just know the health of your flock and make sure you don't see any drop in egg production or that sort of thing, signs of illness, and try to keep your birds and you away from wild birds and no co-mingling of those type of birds with your domestic, and make sure that you're doing proper washes and hand washes and just good sanitation.
I hate to sound so cynical here, but if Ohio was somehow able to keep the bird flu out of the state, would the nationwide epidemic be a good thing for Ohio's egg and poultry industries? Is that if everyone else is suffering, but Ohio is somehow able to fight it off, could that be a boon for the Ohio industry?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we're number two in table egg production in the country. Iowa's number one, and they've just had to euthanize or the animals have died in 29 million birds in Iowa. Nobody wants to go through that. So there's no bragging rights on any of this. We're on this as a nation, and our part of our responsibility right now is to make sure that we don't get it into our population, so that we can continue to be number two in the country and produce lots of eggs, so that consumers have those and prices don't go up. So there's no gaining of rank here at all. Everybody's in this together, and we just want to try to protect our flocks and to be able to not have that high path AI and be able to produce eggs for our consumers at a reasonable price.
Tony Forshee is Ohio's state veterinarian. We've been talking about new steps the state is taking to limit the spread of the avian flu, which has so far stayed out of Ohio. Mr. Forshee, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.